Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, it's Wednesday, June 9th. 8:16. You can pretty well figure out what the forecast is going to be, can't you? Highs between 90 and maybe 92, 40% chance for showers in the afternoon, maybe, maybe not, and plenty of humidity to go around. And just a quick reminder, we're all proud of those LSU Tigers getting into the Super Regional. We got all the action for you here on WWL as they take on the Volunteers of Tennessee in the NCAA Knoxville Super Regional Best of Three Series, first game Saturday. The Tigers taking on the Volunteers at 6 o'clock, pregame 5:30. Game number 2 is Sunday, either at 11 or 2. Then, if necessary, and the Tigers do not sweep Tennessee, being optimistic here, then game 3 would be Monday at either 3 or 6 p.m. We'll have all the action for you right here on WWLAMFM.com and anywhere you go with the Odyssey app. And I'll tell you more about that in a little bit. Joining us now, John McKay, Vice President of Advocacy at the Pelican Institute. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm well. I'm just trying to make it through legislative session so I can watch some more baseball.
That's what we're doing. We're all trying to make it through the week to get there. It's going to be a good series, too, because that first one, although Tennessee swept the Tigers, you know, those are pretty close games, all three of them. Let's talk about the legislative session, and I guess maybe we should talk about the Pelican Institute first for people that don't know who it is and what you guys do.
Yeah, we're Louisiana's free market think tank. We come up with practical solutions to solve real-world problems. So we have this session, we've approached a number of things from technology issues to tax reform and some education reforms as well. And it's been a wild session. We've had a lot of fun, and it's winding down tomorrow at 6 p.m. It wraps up, and we have a few items still out there. So we are ready to roll today and tomorrow.
All right, well, let's talk about each different category, I guess, and what it is that you guys are trying to get done and how successful you've been, what is still pending, and what's been accomplished.
Yeah, so let's dig into what's still pending because we may need some help getting it passed. We have a tax reform package that's pending a final vote of both chambers. And what this would do is it would begin to simplify the tax code here in Louisiana. The Tax Foundation and others rank us around 47th, I believe, for our tax code. And it's not necessarily because we have an extremely high tax burden in the state. It's because it's difficult to figure out what you owe. Companies will come here and they'll face an 8% rate at the top end, and they'll work it down through exemptions and deductions and other things to have a more competitive rate with other states. What we're trying to do this session, while we would like to cut taxes, this session is really dedicated to making it more simple to file your taxes. Whether you're an individual or a corporation, we want to make it to where when you look at the rate, it's a lot closer to what reality is than not. And right now, it's complex. It's difficult. You have to hire a team of tax attorneys and CPAs to try to get things done. So what we want to do is we want to eliminate some of those deductions, and in exchange for those deductions going away, we want to lower the rate as well. So we want to bring the rates down and make it a lower overall tax rate in exchange for eliminating those deductions. So the goal at the end of this is that people don't see really an increase or a decrease in their taxes. They just find that it's easier to file their taxes.
So more efficient, and that also has a lot to do in terms of people who want to do business here, I'm guessing, John?
It really does. If you look at Louisiana, the tax code, once you work out those deductions, isn't incredibly high. The cost of hiring the cost of doing business here requires hiring a bunch of CPAs and tax attorneys to figure out how to lower your burden. So it's essentially, it functions as a tax anyway. So the idea is we want folks to whatever degree we can get it there this year, we want folks to be able to look at the tax code and say, okay, if I go to Louisiana, I'm going to pay this percentage. And it's pretty close to what the reality is. There will still be some credits and deductions in the code. We can't get rid of them all yet, unfortunately. We'd love to. But we think that the code, as constructed in the bills that are currently pending the House and the Senate, we think that we would go a long way towards eliminating the need for businesses to come here and hire that team of CPAs and tax attorneys to lower their tax burden.
And this would just put it on the ballot to change the Constitution, amend the Constitution, right?
That's right, yeah. So this entire package would be contingent upon a vote of the people in October of this year across the state. So you would go in, and the ballot language would basically ask you two things. Do you want to eliminate the federal income tax deduction, and do you want to lower the personal income tax rate top bracket from 6% down to 4.75%? And like I said, most people will see no change, and the goal is anybody who does see a change, it's minor. It's negligible, and you don't even notice that it's happening, up or down. So the bills together, though, are a slight net negative to the state's income each year. So we're really trying to make sure that people don't feel the changes, other than they just find that it's easier to determine what their actual tax burden is going to be. And it decouples the state from the federal government. If you'll remember when the Trump tax cuts happened a couple of years ago, while our taxes initially went down, they went back up because of the federal income tax deduction. And as a result, it was essentially an automatic state tax increase of about $300 or $350 million. So this would also eliminate that from happening in the future.
You have laid out a very rational, a very logical case for why this needs to happen, but yet there's opposition, and we'll talk about that when we come back, where it's coming from and why. We're talking to John Kay, Vice President for Advocacy at the Pelican Institute. Legislative session going to end tomorrow, and of course, tax simplification was a goal from the beginning, and it's not there yet. 8:23 now, time for traffic, WWL. 8:26, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Wednesday morning, talking to John Kay, Vice President for Advocacy at the Pelican Institute, counting down within 48 hours of the close of the session now in Baton Rouge. And John, you know, you laid out a perfectly logical case for streamlining taxes. Who's against it and why?
Frankly, there's been a case made on the left side of the political spectrum that we should eliminate the deductions but not lower the rates. So effectively raise taxes on people in Louisiana, everyone in Louisiana, through the income tax code, and instead send that money to the state government for them to spend, which I think is an absolutely terrible idea. We send well over $30 billion per year, closer to 40 now, I believe, for the state government to spend. We see the results that we get. I think that the people of Louisiana spend the money far better than the government does, and they spend it in far more charitable manners than the government does as well. If you look at the Cajun Navy and how we help one another out when we go through disaster, I'd rather that money be in the hands of the people of Louisiana, not in the hands of state government. So that's the real opposition that we face. There's been a few things here and there that have come up and we've worked on, and the big opposition is people who want to grow the size of government.
What else is pending? What's got your attention? What do you need to drag, push, pull over the finish line?
There's one other bill that is still out there, and frankly, I was pretty disappointed in the Louisiana School Board Association over the weekend. We have a bill that would require school boards across the state to post their numbers online of how they're spending money. They receive $3.9 billion this year from the state government and MFP dollars, and $260 million coming down from the federal government. And all we're saying is we want you to join the Louisiana checkbook and tell us how you're spending our tax dollars. We spend more per student than any other state in our region by a good bit, $13,000 per student, and we receive some of the worst outcomes in the country, if not the worst outcomes in the country. We simply want school boards to do like teachers have told us our entire lives growing up, show your work, show us where you're spending the money. Over the weekend, the School Board Association came out and, without making argument against transparency, urged principals and superintendents to contact their legislators in opposition to it. They didn't lay out a case. They just said oppose it. They don't have a good case against transparency. They just want it to die, and that, to me, is pretty suspicious.
Yeah, you got to wonder if anybody's hiding anything. Thank you, John. I appreciate your time.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.